Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the iPod Touch for 2012. And of course, the iPod Touch was released late 2012. And I thought in this demonstration, we'll actually go through what's in the box, some of the major features of the iPod Touch, a physical description, some notes on iOS 6, and of course, ending up with a demonstration of Siri, which is also available on the iPod Touch now as well. Of course, you'll need a Wi-Fi connection to be able to use Siri. Okay, so let's go through, first of all, what's in the box. And in the box, you get the iPod Touch. You get a wrist loop, now that you can attach to the iPod Touch, so you can't drop it off your hand. You get the USB cable, and remembering that USB cable now is a lightning connected cable. It's no longer the normal before USB 30-pin connector cable, although you can get an adapter to adapt a 30-pin cable down to, of course, the lightning connector. So iPod Touch, wrist loop, the USB cable, straight lightning cable, the user guide or the user manual or getting started guide, whatever you want to call it, and of course the new earpods or earphones from Apple. Okay, so that's basically what you get in the box. So let's go through some of the major features of the iPod Touch before we get to the physical description itself. So the iPod Touch comes in either 32 gigabytes or 64 gigabytes. You can get it in multiple colors. And as I mentioned before, in what's in the box, there is a physical attachment to attach that wrist loop to the iPod Touch now. The screen itself is a 4-inch diagonal screen, so it is actually taller than the previous iPod Touch, but still very comfortable to hold in your hand. The body of the iPod Touch itself is aluminium, and of course the front glass is, funny enough, glass. It's got a dual core A5 processor. You've got FaceTime and EyeSight camera. And of course the EyeSight camera is 5 megapixels. Up to 40 hours music or 8 hours video battery life. You've got an internal mic and of course the internal speaker as well. You can use Wi-Fi and of course Bluetooth 4 connectivity. AirPlay mirroring to Apple TV, and of course you can also plug this into a HDMI compatible television as well. And of course the iPod Touch comes with iOS 6, and for this recording I've actually got iOS 6.0. I don't have the update currently running on this iPod Touch that I'm doing this demonstration on. Okay, so that's enough for the major features of the iPod Touch. Let's go through a physical description of the actual unit. I've got it right here in my hand. And as I said, in the major features, you've got an aluminium back, and the front face is, of course, glass. If we start at the top edge of the iPod Touch, on the right, you have the power sleep button. The right-hand edge is blank. There's actually nothing there at all, no controls. The bottom of the iPod Touch, going from left to right, you have the 3.5mm headphone jack. You've then got the little lightning USB connector. And remembering I said that the cable is now a lightning cable rather than your normal before 30-pin connector cable. And you can also, remembering, get that adapter to adapt a 30-pin cable down to that smaller lightning connector as well. Okay, so 3.5mm headphone jack, the lightning connector in the middle, and of course over on the right hand side is a little grill that's over the internal speaker. If we come to the left hand edge of the iPod Touch, going towards the top and coming down a little bit, you've got a separate volume up and volume down controls, and they're actually rectangular buttons. We turn the iPod Touch over and we're looking at the back. of course, with the home button closest to me and of course the top facing away from me. At the top left on the back, you'll actually find a little round raised item, and that's actually the camera. And then if you bring your finger over to the right hand edge, also at the top of the back, there's actually a little plastic window, and that's to allow all the radio waves to get out of the actual unit, because of course it's actually metal back now. And if you feel in the middle of the iPod Touch, you can feel a little logo. And then if you come down to the bottom left hand edge, still on the back, you'll find a little indentation. Now if I push that indentation in, here I've just pushed out the wrist loop connector lock mechanism, and that's where you attach that wrist loop to the iPod Touch. So if I push that back in again, it's clipped back in again. So when it's not in use, it's actually just slightly recessed in to the case and it's spring loaded. So if I push it again, it pops out. If I push it back in again, it's slightly indented and it's basically back inside the case. Now if I turn the unit back over to the front, of course we've got the multi-touch touchscreen taking up most of the front face of the iPod Touch itself. In the middle of the top is the FaceTime camera, and of course down the bottom of that front face in the middle is the round home button. Now unlike the iPhone, where towards the top of the phone you've got a little speaker grill, and then just below that, that's where the touchscreen starts, you don't have that same orientation on the iPod Touch. The whole face is basically glass except for the home button down the bottom. And I'm so used to using my iPhone now that I still find it sometimes hard to work out where the top of the touchscreen is, because I always use the grill on the iPhone to find where my top of my touchscreen is. But if you're an iPod Touch user, you certainly get used to touching where the screen starts at the top of the iPod Touch. The thing you'll notice about the new iPod Touch is that it feels slightly slimmer than the previous iPod Touch, and the edges, so that's around the top, bottom, left and right edges, are more squarish than the previous iPod Touch, which more roundish. So that's probably the best way that I can describe that. But it actually feels really nice in my hand, and of course most of the Apple products feel very nice in your hand anyway, but maybe it's just something new, but it definitely does feel nice in your hand. Okay, so that's enough of the physical description of the iPod Touch itself. Let's move on to some comments about iOS, and then we'll start playing a bit more with the iPod Touch itself. So of course, as I said earlier on, this particular unit's got iOS 6.0 in it. I haven't updated this unit as yet. And it has all the usual assistive technology features that iOS has across all the iOS range, i.e. the iPhone, the iPad, and of course the new iPad mini. And just to remind you what those assistive technology options are, of course, we have VoiceOver, the screen reader for blind folks like myself. And you can also use VoiceOver, of course, with a refreshable braille display or a Bluetooth QWERTY keyboard if you wish as well. We have the Zoom, the screen magnification program. And of course, now with iOS 6, you can actually use VoiceOver, the screen reader, and Zoom, the screen magnifier at the same time. We have larger fonts in mail, contacts, calendar, notes, etc. We can invert the colours on the iOS system now as well. Of course, we've been able to do that for quite a while. We have speaker auto text. We have mono audio, and that's to put a left-right stereo channel into mono stereo. We have guided access, and that's where basically you can do two major things. You can restrict parts of an application so that a user doesn't activate buttons that takes them into unknown areas of an app. Or you can have it so that a person cannot come out of that app by accident by pressing the home button. And we have assistive touch. And of course, that's where you have very easy to perform icons to do either physical or gesture controls of the iOS device. So for example, you can touch on an icon to activate the home button when you go into assistive touch, or you can use one finger gestures that can also allow you to do 2, 3, or 4 finger gestures inside that assistive touch menu. So again, it's very useful for people that have difficulty using either the physical controls, including the home button and the volume up and volume down, or using multiple gestures other than just one finger. And one really cool thing about the latest iOS, of course, is the fact that you can adjust the speed of how fast you press that home button. And basically, it's got normal, slow, and very slow. So normally, when you press that home button, you would press it, say, twice, and that would be 1, 2. Slow would be 1, 2, and very slow would be 1, 2. So it really does make a difference if people have trouble pressing that home button quickly. You can adjust that, particularly for the last option, of course, which is the triple click function, and that's where you can toggle on and off your accessibility options, such as VoiceOver. So in triple click, if you assigned VoiceOver to pressing the home button 3 times, you'd press it 3 times to turn VoiceOver on or off. And of course, if that's associated with the home click speed, then you don't have to worry about not being able to press it fast enough to perform that function. And remember, all these assistive technology or the accessibility options are in from your home screen, settings, general, accessibility, and then they're basically in that particular panel, and triple click is actually right down the bottom where you can associate your pressing of the home button 3 times to your assistive technology options. Okay, so that's basically a quick go through of the assistive technology options in the iPod Touch. Just a few comments I'd like to make about the iPod Touch itself. Now, remembering the fact that the iPod Touch does not have a 3G or a 4G data connection, so it's basically a Wi-Fi only enabled device. And of course, that also means that you can't use it for making standard phone calls that you would do on a normal cellular phone like an iPhone. However, you can use FaceTime via a Wi-Fi network, and of course you can use other VoIP applications such as Skype to also make telephone calls via a Wi-Fi connection as well. And in actual fact, I've got my current iPod Touch here linked up to a little portable Wi-Fi hotspot in the room where I'm doing this recording at the moment. Another thing to note about the iPod Touch is that there's no vibration option. So for some users, that may be an issue, but then remember that you really only get that vibration option in the iPhone. It's not available in the iPod Touch, iPad, or iPad Mini. If you've been used to using an iPad or an iPad Mini, is that you actually don't have a physical switch that either mutes or you can choose to lock or unlock your device via that particular setting. And I'll show you where that is in a minute. But if you wanted to lock your orientation, you do it via the app switcher, and I'll go through that in a minute. So there's no physical mute or lock orientation control on the iPod Touch as there is on the iPad or the iPad Mini. And of course, with the new iOS 6, we have Apple Maps. However, as of this recording, you can also get Google Maps. It does have some accessibility issues, but overall, you can sort of, exclamation mark, use Google Maps, particularly with VoiceOver. One of the other changes with iOS 6, of course, was the fact that we no longer have a default YouTube app. And again, you can also download a YouTube app as you can with the Google Maps app. So that's just a few comments about the iPod Touch. Let me unlock it. So I've currently got it turned on, and I'm just going to press the home button down the bottom of the screen once.
954.
Okay. And I'm going to touch the bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Slide to unlock.
Okay, slide to unlock. Double tap. And it says slide or double tap. That's the hints for VoiceOver. I'm going to one-finger double tap anywhere on the screen, of course.
FaceTime. Double tap to open.
And of course, VoiceOver is going to tell us double tap to open because I've still got my hints turned on. And let's basically just do a quick go through what's on the default screens of the iPod Touch. And remembering, of course, with VoiceOver, that basically I can do two things. I can drag my finger around the screen anywhere and VoiceOver read what's under my finger without activating it. Or I can do a one finger flick left and right to move item on the screen. Of course, going to the right, next item, screen going dim. To the left, previous item. And of course, it's going to say screen dim, so I'm just going to touch the screen.
FaceTime. Double tap to open.
And of course, if you wanted to then activate something, you would do a one finger double tap with VoiceOver anywhere, because that would be the last thing that spoke, and that's the last thing that would activate. Okay, so let me do a one finger flick through. So we're currently on FaceTime. I'll do one finger flick to the right.
Calendar. Tuesday, the 18th of December. Photos. Double tap to open. Camera. Double tap to open.
Camera.
Videos. Double tap to open.
Okay, videos as in movies, TV shows, etc.
Maps.
Maps, that's the new Apple Maps.
Weather. Double tap to open.
Weather is weather.
Passbook. Double tap to open.
Passbook is the new app from Apple that allows you to use boarding passes, etc. within this application.
Notes.
Notes is
double
notes.
Tap to open.
For taking notes, of course, with the on-screen keyboard or Siri if you're on a Wi-Fi connection. Of course, if you're using VoiceOver with a Bluetooth or Braille display.
Reminders.
Reminders, it's a Reminders app.
Open. Clock.
Clock is the clock open. App, and of course that's where you also have the alarm clock, world clock, and the timers, and so on.
Stocks.
Double
tap to open. Newsstand folder. Zero
new
items.
Newsstand folder for magazines off
double
the
tap to open.
App Store.
iTunes.
iTunes,
tap to
and
open.
We all know what iTunes is. Music, audio, books, etc.
App Store.
That's the App
double
Store.
Double tap to open. Game Center.
Game Center.
Double tap to open. Settings. One new item.
Settings to go into settings
double
to change
to
settings
open.
Of the actual device itself. And of course it said one item because I've actually got the update to 6.0.1 sitting there, waiting for me to update it to the latest version of iOS.
Page 1 of 2. Adjustable.
Okay, that's page 1 of 2.
Swipe
that's a slider
to
go
value.
To the second page. And then down the bottom, one finger flick to the right.
Messages.
That's the messages or the iMessage app. So I can send iMessages to other iOS devices or to my Mac as well, running messages.
Mail
is mail, sending and receiving mail, of course.
Safari
is the web browser.
Music.
And music.
Open.
Okay, now let me just one finger flick back to the left.
Safari, mail, messages, page 1 of 2, adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I want to get to page 2, I do one finger flick up.
Page 2 of 2.
Okay, if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Utilities folder, 3 apps.
Okay, utilities folder, 3 apps, one finger flick
open.
To the right.
Page 2 of 2.
Page 2 of 2,
messages,
and we're
open.
Down to that bottom part of the screen, the 4 dock items of messages, mail, Safari, and music. Okay, so let me just one finger flick back to the left.
Page 2 of 2, utilities folder, 3 apps.
Okay, utilities folder's got 3
double
apps in it, do
open.
One finger double tap to open it up.
Opening utilities folder, utilities, opened.
One finger flick to the right.
Contacts.
There's contacts, it's
open.
All your basically address book functions.
Calculator.
That's the calculator.
Double tap to open. Voice memos.
And that's the voice
double
memo.
Tap to open.
So you can actually use the iPod Touch with this recording application to take audio notes as well, which is very nice. And of course, the way to close a folder with iOS is to press the home button.
Closing utilities folder. Utilities folder. 3 apps.
And
double
if I wanted to actually go back to the first screen, I could actually find that slider and do a one-finger gesture. But I'm just going to press the home button again.
Home. FaceTime.
And we're back to the
double
first
to
home
open.
Screen. And of course, with VoiceOver, there are commands to go to the previous and next pages as well. So if I do a three-finger flick to the left.
Page 2 of 2. Utilities folder.
Okay,
three
that's
apps.
Page 2. If I do a three-finger flick to the right,
page 1 of 2, FaceTime.
I'm back to page 1.
Tap to open.
Now remember I said earlier on that on the iPhone there's a little grill that you can get to orientate yourself to the start of the touch screen. All you really have to do with the iPod Touch is go to the top edge of the front face, bring your finger down slowly, like I'm doing now.
10:02 a.m. Status bar.
Okay, and I've landed on the status line.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Double tap to scroll to top.
Okay, and as you heard, I can do a three-finger swipe down to bring up the notifications center, such as if you had any iMessages, tweet notifications, etc. Because remembering also with iOS 6 now, you can actually post to Facebook and tweet to Twitter if you've got it set up, and those notifications will come up in your notifications area. Okay, so on the status line, so if I do one finger flick to the left,
three of three bars
with my little Wi-Fi hotspot. One finger flick to the left again.
iPod.
One more to the left, and that's the beginning of the line. Do a one finger flick back to the right.
3 of 3 bars. 10:02 a.m. 100% battery power.
That's the battery power. And one finger flick to the right is the end of that line. And as you notice, I can't get beyond that status line by just doing a one finger flick to the left or right. I've got to touch a bit below that status line, so I'll do that now.
FaceTime.
Okay, and there's the FaceTime, the top left-hand icon at the screen. Of course, if I touch the middle,
App Store. Double tap to open.
And I could just then also drag my finger around to phone FaceTime, or I could do a one finger flick back to the left.
News, stop, clock, reminder, notes, passport, weather, maps, videos, camera, photos, calendar, FaceTime.
Okay, and I'm back where I started
double
from.
Tap to open.
Now, if you're on the home screen already, so you're on the first home screen where you've got FaceTime, etc. If I do a three-finger flick to the right,
search field is editing, search iPod.
That's Spotlight Search, and that's where you can again use the dictate button of Siri to input text into the search to search on the iPod Touch or on the internet if you're on a Wi-Fi connection. And of course, use the on-screen keyboard or use VoiceOver with a QWERTY keyboard or Braille display that I've mentioned before. And of course, the way to get back to the main home screen is to press the home button.
Home, FaceTime.
And just let me show you where that orientation lock control is now on the iPod Touch. So I'm going to press the home button twice to bring up the app switcher. One, two.
App switcher, settings, one new item.
And remember, the app switcher keeps a list of the most recent to the oldest apps that you've used. And if you want to remove them from their frozen state or close them down completely, of course you would do a one finger double tap and hold, wait for the bleep. And if you do another one finger double tap, then on the icon names, you will actually remove the application completely from memory and close it down properly. And of course, the way that you move between each of the four icons in the app switcher screens are the same as your home screens, a three-finger flick left or right to move between the screens. So I want to go to the previous screen in the app switcher, so I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the right.
Page 2 of 3.
So I'm on page 2. Let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Dismiss app switcher.
Okay, and I'm going to do a finger flick to the right.
Rotation lock, unlocked, button.
Okay, that's the orientation lock. So if I do one finger double tap.
Rotation lock, portrait locked.
Okay, I've locked it currently in portrait mode because that's the orientation we're holding the iPod Touch in. Put a one finger double tap again.
Rotation lock, unlocked.
Okay, I've unlocked it. And then if I do a further one finger flick to the right.
Previous track.
Previous
button,
track.
Play.
Play.
Button, next track.
Next
button,
track.
Music.
Music item that I can go into and go into the music application. And that's the end of the screen. So let me press the home button to come out of the app switcher.
FaceTime. Double tap to open.
Now, when I said previously too with the app switcher where you could double tap and hold, wait for the bleep, and then double tap to remove apps or close down apps completely, when you're in the editing mode, if you press the home button once, you'll come back to the normal app switcher. If you press the home button again, you'll come back out of the app switcher like we've just done now. Now, the other thing that you'll notice when you first get your iPod Touch is that the screen locks after a minute, which is really irritating. So let me show you where you can find that. So I'm going to go into settings.
Settings. One finger
double tap.
Settings.
And let me touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Privacy button.
And I want to find general. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the left.
Brightness and sounds. General.
There's general.
One update available.
One finger double tap.
General. Settings.
And now it's going to do one finger flick through to find auto lock.
General. Heading. About. Button. Software update. One up. Usage. Button. Siri. Button, VPN,
yes, Siri,
not
of course.
Connected, iTunes Wi-Fi sync, spotlight search, auto lock, 1 minute,
okay,
button.
There's the dreaded auto lock. So one finger double tap.
Auto lock.
and one finger flick to the right.
Lock. Heading selected. 1 minute.
1 minute.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes, etc. I'm going to flick over to never.
4 minutes. 5 minutes. Never.
One finger double tap on never.
Selected. Never.
Okay, and I'm finished with that particular screen. And remember with VoiceOver, if you want to go back to the previous screen, you can either go to the top of the screen.
General. Back button.
And then one finger double tap on the general button. I just touched the top left-hand edge of the touchscreen then. Of course, I could have one-fingered flick back to it as well. Or, if you do a two-finger scrub with VoiceOver,
general. Settings. Back
you can
button.
Also go back to the previous screen. And of course, you can always press the home button, like I'm doing now,
settings. One new item.
To go back to the main home screen. And of course, now if I want to lock the iPod Touch myself, I just press the power button.
Screen locked.
It's locked. If I want to unlock it, press the home button.
10-10.
Bottom left-hand side of the screen.
Slide to unlock.
One finger double tap.
FaceTime.
And we're
double
back.
Double tap to open.
Okay, and just to end up, let's do a quick demo of Siri, of course. Now, I've done lots of demos of Siri, so I'm not going to go through too much of Siri, but if I hold down the home button. Siri, are you working today? Release the home button.
You said, Siri, are you working today? No comment.
Okay, thank you, Siri. Glad to see you're working. Now, of course, with Siri, you can do lots of things. Now, with VoiceOver, because I've now got the interface Siri on the screen, I can now just do a two-finger double tap to activate Siri. I can then wait for it to do a double beep and do its function, or I can do a two-finger double tap as soon as I've done it, the command. So just have a listen for the moment. I'm going to ask what the weather is in Sydney. So two-finger double tap. What is the weather in Sydney? Two-finger double tap.
You said, what is the weather in Sydney? Here's the forecast for Sydney through Sunday. Current conditions for Sydney, 75 degrees, partly cloudy daytime, high 81, low 60.
Okay, and as you can tell, I haven't quite set this iPod Touch up at the moment. That's 75 degrees Fahrenheit, not Celsius, as we use in Australia. And of course, you can do lots of other things with Siri. I can ask it to launch an application. I can ask it to do reminders. I can send a message, a tweet, a post to Facebook, etc. So let me just come out of Siri for the moment by just pressing the home button once.
FaceTime.
Now, just keep in mind that with Siri, you'll definitely need, as I mentioned before, a Wi-Fi connection. It won't work unless you have a Wi-Fi network because it's doing all its operations off the Apple servers of what you're asking it to do. But one final thing I want to show you about Siri, and this is available anywhere the on-screen keyboard pops up. So let me just bring up Spotlight again. So I'm going to press the home button, go to Spotlight.
Empty list.
Touch down the bottom screen.
Space.
And if I do one finger flick to the left or drag my finger to the left.
Dictate.
That's the dictate button.
Double tap to start dictation. Okay. Two finger double tap when finished.
So as you heard it, it was a one finger double tap on that to start dictation, a two finger double tap to stop dictation. Now because I actually don't have any stuff on here at the moment, let me quickly jump into notes. So I'm going to press the home button again.
Home,
touch the top
face,
of the
calendar,
screen, one Tuesday, finger flick to the
yeah,
right.
Photos, camera, videos, maps, weather, passbook, notes.
There's notes, one finger double tap on notes.
Notes.
Touch top right hand side of the screen.
Add button.
One finger double tap.
Note. Tech new note. Notes. Back button.
Okay, let's find the space bar down the bottom.
Space.
One finger flick to the left.
Dictate.
Okay, I'm gonna dictate.
Double tap.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Full stop. New line, new line. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. Full stop. New line, new line. David. Two-finger double tap.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Today I saw a little worm a-reading of his belly. I wanted like to come inside and see what's on the telly. David.
Okay, so it got this second little verse slightly incorrect, but never mind. So as you can tell, the voice dictation doesn't work too badly at all. So I'm just going to press the home button again.
Home. Notes.
And I've come out of notes, and of course I've come back to the app that I've just used, which was the notes app on the home screen. Now the only thing I should also mention about iOS is that you don't have the iBooks app on there by default. Of course, accessing all the fantastic books in the iBooks store. So you'll actually have to download that through the App Store as well to put it on your iPod Touch. But for the moment, that probably concludes, I think, this demonstration of the iPod Touch. So in this demonstration, we went through what's in the box, some of the main features of the iPod Touch, a physical description of the unit, a reminder of what the assistive technology options are in iOS 6. We then did some playing around with the home screens, the home button, the app switcher, where to find the orientation lock switch, and then I did a little bit on Siri, and of course with Siri we also did some dictation. So for the moment, let me just lock the screen again by just pressing the power sleep button at the top right hand side of the iPod Touch.
Screen locked.
And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.